RIQ Mobile.
Yeah. We're here in South Carolina. You got me. Actually, I'm still on Highway 11. About, if I can believe this computer here, I'm about 45 minutes away. It's an hour and 40-minute drive for me on a good day.
Fast and burn up your feet. It's foggy up here, that's for sure.
Oh, no. I remember last time it was foggy. I missed my turn up there.
Back to you, I'm sure. I ran into a couple patches of rain. Right now here, I'm heading up the road right now. There was a little bit of fog, but I'm through it, and now it's clear.
Well, of course, that time I was referencing, I couldn't see the hood of my car. That was the problem. It's just misting here, on and off all the way, just misting. Actually, a very pretty drive. I've enjoyed it, actually. It's been a while since I've been out, so it's nice and cool, and it's just pretty here on the scenic highway.
Well, when I left my house, the sun was out with blue skies, more or less.
Well, hopefully things will work out for us and we can get everything done. I don't think there'll be a problem. And Lane actually made some sandwiches for us.
That was nice. I just grabbed a snack on the way up, but I'm sure I'll be able to force down a sandwich or so.
Now, it is raining here. This first time I've run into any rain.
I'm going up the road, and at the moment, no rain here. However, you know how that goes.
My back, the window's down, my back rear windows were out. I had to bend down the hedges.
It was very short lived, so hopefully that'll be the same.
I wish this was raining at my house because we need the water there.
I had dogs at my house yesterday for about 30 minutes and then stopped and cleared up.
Our situation is probably the same as yours. There are just a lot of scattered thunderstorms around. It really got dark a couple times, heard thunder, but we never got any rain, unfortunately.
Up at some sky high and no rain. So, all right, Bill, I'm going to jump off here. I'm just about getting ready to get up there and open the gate up and stuff. So I'll see you here in a little while.
Okay. I'll be standing by here. Like I said, I've got about 40 minutes to go before I'm up there. In 4IQ.
Bill, hey, Bob, KB4CBA.
Disappeared. Hey, Dave, what's the story on your antenna?
There? he said he was going to come Monday and try to get it down. If there's a cord connected to one of the outlets there, and if you know that nylon cord that we use to tie it down, and if he can flip that over to the other side of the tree, I think I can. If it's going to come down, I think I can pull it down with that cord. They haven't showed up. At least they didn't show up yesterday, and I didn't see them this morning when I left either.
Hope you didn't pay those guys.
In installments, because because we don't want to pay in full until the job is done. So I'm sure he's probably already cashed the last check we wrote him, but, you know, he's not going to get the last one until, you know, everything's to our satisfaction.
Hopefully he'll get it down for you. That's got to be frustrating. But, you know, there's more important things in life. You know, if you don't get done right away.
And, Steve, let me borrow his vertical that he's not using anymore. But I'm going to have to, have a concrete base for it to put it, you know, put the pole in that I'll mount it to because of the size of the antenna, and it has to be tethered. So anyway, so that's not going to be a, you know, just a throw it up and start talking kind of antenna.
Well, all I can say is good luck. Hope you get back on the air soon. Did you find out what kind of antenna that is? I mean, what's the name of it?
I don't know. It worked well for him. The only problem is you can't talk it to anyone local. On my Wyndham, I can hear people in Taylor's on HF. Yeah, because of that vertical aspect of the Wyndham. So, I can hear people in Easley and Greer and Fountain Inn and all that. So, but with this one, Steve said he couldn't hear anybody local. It has about a 300-mile radius of where, you know, people you can't talk to.
KN4BWA.
Speak of the devil. So what kind of antenna is that, Steve? Bill was asking me. I haven't even looked at the brand.
I'm sorry.
Now, that thing I loaned it to David, it's a Cushcraft D4. That's my dipole that I got up now. It is a Comet CHA-250B, and it's 80 through 10. And it's got real good SWR. It's just that it's got a shadow inside, like David said, a radius of about 300 miles. You can't hit it. And I don't know if that's the way I had it up or what, but I had it up at about the top of it at about 48 feet. And, you know, it did good other than that. You know, but like I said, it's a Comet 250B.
About how high up is it? Is it a trap? Is it a quarter wave trap on the bands or half waves? On most of the bands of what?
No, it's got a bottom load. In other words, it's got a load down at the very base of it, and it's just a straight up vertical. That's it. That's about the best I can describe.
Okay, I'm about ready to make a turn here. Okay, does it have traps in it, though? Is it one straight pole, or does it have traps for the various bands in it?
I'm not sure how they did that. It just has the one load down at the very base of it where the feed line runs in. And that load is probably about 6 inches around and about, what would you say, Dave, almost a foot tall from the base. And from there, it's just a tapered stick all the way to the top.
Accurate description.
Out of the rain here. Not sure how long this is going to last. Okay. Well, let me get out of here. I'm going to pay attention to my driving. You guys have a good day and enjoy it. And I'm going to try to stay out of trouble driving here. It's 83 is about you guys. N4IQ. N4IQ, where are you located that it's raining? Highway 11 towards Caesar's Head or towards Gaffney? I'm at the intersection of 178 and 11. 178, where's that? It comes out of Pickens. Oh, yeah. Roger. I got you covered. Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to get a handle. I'm over here at Inman trying to get a handle on how much time I've got before I get back to the house and start pressure washing. By the way, you're not going in the right direction if you're going to make it over to help me. 73s. K4WWA, clear with you. Hey, David, did I say you had gotten some stuff done to get that thing up?
I was going to see if these guys, the deck would let me use some of their quick drying cement. They've got a bag of it. I think you just add water. I'm not sure. But anyway, the doofus is parked diagonally in my driveway. I got a dual driveway, easily hold two cars, and he's got the whole dang thing blocked, so I got to go back there and ask him to move his dang truck so I can get my car in the garage. I tell you, these people really piss me off.
Keep a cool head, Bubby. Don't go jumping off the deep end on them. Not until they're finished anyhow, and then charge them for the feed line, charge them for the broken antenna, take that off the top of what you're going to owe them. Watch them squirm.
What is the price, so... I mean, he's giving it to us in writing, so all that's coming off of that. So, anywho, we'll see. I'm just, you know, I'm just disappointed because I can't get back on HF and I can't get the dang it. If I could get the antenna down, I wouldn't be so upset, but I have a feeling that thing's not coming down.
If you had a small grapple to throw over the line?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that. I could take the cord that I had anchored to the tree for that section. It's tied to one of the eyelets on the vallum up there at the top at the you know, right there at the antenna. And if I could get it on the other side, just tie something heavy to it and throw it over the tree and get it on the other side of the tree. Right now, if I pull on it, I'm pulling the antenna up instead of down because it's laying over a limb and it's on the wrong side of the limb, if you can imagine.
Yep. Well, Rube Goldberg's always got a way. See what you can do. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm headed back towards the house. And if you need some help on that, getting that other one up, just let me know, bud. And I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear after your final.
Well, I hope Sue gets feeling better, and take care there, bud. Behave. And we'll talk to you later. 73's W4. UV. What is it? VWA. KB4. CPA clear.